Welcome to the Instagram for Bosses podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Marie. I'm here to teach you practical tips and strategies for leveraging Instagram so you can position yourself as an expert, generate more leads, and land more clients. So, bosses, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to Instagram for Bosses. I hope you had an amazing weekend and start to your week. Today, we're talking writer's block and some of my favorite tips for beating it so you can easily come up with incredible Instagram content your audience loves and engages with. Before we start, just a reminder to follow me over on Instagram. You can find me by searching at Andrea Marie Creative. I share lots of free tips and trainings over there, and we always have a lot of fun. I also have a private Facebook group called Instagram for Bosses, which I invite you to join. This group is a place you can network with other amazing bosses, as well as get extra Instagram and business tips from yours truly. I'll link both of these in the show notes if you're interested in following along. Now let's get back to today's episode. Have you ever sat down to create a piece of content for Instagram only to stare blankly at your computer screen? You rack your brain for new ideas to share with your audience, but it's as if everything you know about your niche seems to have completely escaped you. This, my friends, is known as writer's block and is a real pain in the butt. This is something that most people experience, even the most professional of writers and content creators. Over the years, writer's block has caused me personally a lot of heartache, but with time and practice, I've learned some great strategies for beating writer's block so that when it inevitably hits, I'm prepared and I can get out of my slump in no time. With that being said, let's dive into some of my favorite tips and strategies for overcoming the dreaded writer's block. My first tip is to take a break. One of the biggest causes of my own writer's block has been that I'm usually overworked and burnt out, and this causes a complete block of creative juices. In times like these, it's better to close your laptop, step away from your desk, and take a break. As a self-confessed workaholic, I know how hard this can be, especially when you're working from home, but trust me, it will do you the world of good. If your mind and body are tired, you're not going to be productive, and if you force it, you're going to end up producing poor quality work. At times like this, I like to get out of the house, get some fresh air, and move my body. I find that taking a walk out in nature is an amazing way to de-stress and recharge your batteries. And I actually find that I get some of my best content ideas when I'm out taking my dogs for a walk. There's something about being outside in the fresh air that sparks a wave of creativity. So the next time you're struggling to come up with content ideas, check in with yourself and ask yourself how you're feeling. Are you overworked? Are you feeling burnt out? If this is the case, then listen to your body, take a break, and head outside. My next tip for beating writer's block and creating amazing Instagram content that your audience loves is to always keep a notepad handy. You want to do this because you never know when creativity is going to strike, and you want to make sure that whenever an amazing idea comes to you, you can write it down straight away. I find that using the Notes app on my phone is the simplest way to do this because, let's face it, in today's world, we always have our phones within arm's reach at all times. Getting in the habit of writing down content ideas the moment you have them is a great way of always ensuring you have a bank of ideas when it comes time to sitting down and creating new content for Instagram. Whenever it's time for me to create new content, whether it be for my business page or my clients' pages, I always refer to my handy notes app for inspiration. The next tip I have for you is to prioritize time each week for keeping up to date with the latest news and trends in your industry. This might mean listening to your favorite podcast, keeping up to date with an industry blog, or simply watching YouTube content about your niche. This will make sure that you're always up to date with what's happening in your space and help inspire new content ideas that your ideal clients and customers will find interesting. For example, I stay up to date regularly with Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram, so that when he announces updates to the platform, I can be one of the first in my niche to pass this information on to my followers. The next tip for beating writer's block is to batch create content when you're most productive. By this, I mean figure out when you have the most energy in your day and create multiple pieces of content at that time. For me, I'm an early bird through and through, so I feel most energized and inspired first thing in the morning. This is when I love to plan out and create my Instagram content because it's when I'm most productive and have the most energy. You, on the other hand, might be a night owl. If that's the case, don't force yourself to be creative early in the morning. Save it for later, for when you have the most energy. The next tip I have for beating writer's block so you can create epic Instagram content is to create an optimal writing environment. By this, I mean setting up your workspace in a way that is going to help you remove distractions and feel relaxed and inspired. For me, that looks like putting my phone on silent, tidying up my desk, clutter gives me major anxiety, lighting a scented candle, making myself a fresh cup of hot coffee, and listening to lo-fi beats on Spotify. Shout out to one of my mentors, Chris Harris, for introducing me to the lo-fi playlist on Spotify. This playlist is amazing. It helps me get in my zone, and I highly recommend that you check it out for the best focus music and chill vibe. The final tip I have for you for beating writer's block and creating epic Instagram content your audience loves is to use a writing prompt. There are loads of writing prompts that you can find on Google that will help spark those creative juices. Or if you like, you can even download my free cheat sheet where I share 30 content prompts you can use for Instagram. I'll leave it linked in the show notes for this episode if you're interested. So that's all I have for you for today's episode. If you try out any of these tips, be sure to let me know how they work for you. If you found value in this episode and are looking for more tailored help with your Instagram marketing, please feel free to reach out to me via Instagram DM or click the link in the show notes to book a strategy call with me, where you can learn more about how I help service providers and coaches leverage Instagram to stand out as experts and land more dream clients. I'll be taking a short break from the podcast with season 5 returning Wednesday the 4th of May. My husband and I are in the process of moving house, and we're also going to be heading away to the Maldives for our belated honeymoon, which I'm so beyond excited for. Thank you so much for all the incredible support you've already given the show so far. I can't wait to be back with season 5 soon. Thanks for joining me today. If you're enjoying the show, I would love and appreciate it if you subscribed and left me a rating and review. It would mean a lot if you shared it on your Instagram story, because sharing episodes is the best way for the show to grow, reach more people, and impact more lives. If you do share the episode, be sure to tag me at Andrea Marie Creative, because I'd love to reshare your stories and chat with you in the DMs. I hope you have a great day and week, and I'll speak to you soon.